Kids, phone the neighbors, call in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you each and every Monday night by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaners, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight, we are talking Brenham Cubette Volleyball here on the Brenham Sports Line. And as always, props going out to Heine Minush and his all-star band. And as always, in studio, our sports line mascot, Mookie the Rabbit Badger, as we bring you another week of sports talk with a local attitude here on the Brenham Sports Line. Again, brought to you each and every week by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham. And as you can tell by the tone of his voice, Mookie is excited because we are about to embark on the 2015 volleyball season as the Brenham Cubettes are getting ready to take to the floor. And with us is Coach Debbie Yeager and senior members of the Cubettes. And Coach, welcome back to the Sports Line.
Thank you, sir. It's great being here.
All right. Great to have you here. And I swear every year it seems like it's earlier and earlier that the season gets going here.
Earlier and earlier and hotter and hotter. We're glad we have an indoor sport. I know that right now.
Yeah, no, I tell you, it's a good thing this isn't beach volleyball.
Exactly.
You'd be going through a lot of ice water.
That's true. That's true.
But the Cubettes are getting ready to get things started tomorrow. But you guys have had a week on the floor as far as organized practices, and I'm sure a lot of the players worked out this summer. So how have things gone? How has that first week of practices gone for the Cubettes?
It's been exciting. This is a special year, I think, because the seniors that we have in this building right now, they're very different than what we've had in the past. They're excited. They've been planning for this since they were in like the seventh grade. And just watching them, they're so giddy over here because a lot of them never even talked on the radio, and it's so fun to see so much excitement and just their smiles and things. And they've worked really, really hard to get everybody into the gym this summer. And, we've been working on a lot of leadership and captain type things and goals. And right now, I lost my left-hand girl, and so they've been taking up the slack on helping me with all kind of things at the gym. And they haven't hesitated when I've asked for help or staying to paint the jump boxes. They're there. So they put in their time, and they're ready to go, and I'm excited about that.
And this senior group of yours, a very experienced bunch, as they've been a part of this program for quite a while.
Exactly. They have been a part of this since seventh grade, if not before, playing a lot of extra volleyball everywhere they can. I said this is the first time I've had four seniors that could walk under the net without ducking, you know. So they're not tall in stature, but they're tall in attitude and just the way they think and very respectful, disciplined young ladies, and I'm excited about that.
And talk about this year's team. Talk about the attitude, the personality of this year's team a little bit.
Personality of the team is something that we are one of the other things that really is a goal of ours. We feel like the chemistry is really good. 2 days before we started our two-a-days, we had a camp up at the gym, and tons of girls in the gym. We had 95 in the kids camp, and then we had our girls at a teen camp where the Tara Cross Battle Group comes over and works with them. So they had a 2-day jump on what they're doing now, and we went over to Sioux Falls and we scrimmaged, and then we went to Belleville and we scrimmaged, and each time we got better, but we're not having to worry about the communication, and there's a lot of comfort out there, and just on the court and off the court, we're excited about that. Young ones came back even more fired up than they were last year. We had a freshman and a couple of sophomores. We've got 3 or 4 sophomores this year, and they're jumping in and going just like they've been there for forever. So we're excited.
And you mentioned the scrimmages. How do you feel that's preparing you for the start of the season? Because those are some pretty tough teams.
It does a lot, because right now at the early part of the season, we spend a lot of time on just basics and drilling basics and basics. So we don't spend a lot of time in transition, actually, in practice. Most of it is just individual work. And so when we get on the court for the scrimmage, that's where we actually get to work with the transition. We're excited about where we are. It's going to be great. We felt like we saw a lot, and we got back in the gym 7 this morning and started working on some of the things we needed to clear up from this past weekend, and we're ready to go.
And talk a little bit about the early season schedule and how you feel that's going to prepare you as you guys get ready for eventually the start of district play.
Right. We've stepped it up a little bit, I think, this year. We're going to have a doubleheader on Tuesday, which is tomorrow night, and it starts at 2 with the freshmen playing in both gyms. There's 2 freshman teams and a JV and the varsity. And I decided after last year we needed to start where we left off, and we're going to play Brazos, which is our first game of the year before, and we're going to play Brian Rutter. So, and that was the last game we played last year, so we want to get even now. So let's take them on the beginning.
And that's going to be a good test, because they've got a lot of players coming back from last year's team.
Absolutely. They sure do. So we're going to get in there and get after it with them tomorrow.
And what are some of the things that obviously the first week, the 2 matches tomorrow, and then the tournament on the weekend, you're not expecting to see the team play as top level. But what are the things you feel you have to see right now early on to feel good about the development of this
serve game? And pass, serve and pass. We have to, and we have to keep focusing on serving well and passing well. And then our offense will come in the next 2 or 3 weeks as we play all the, you know, preseason games, because that's where you get ready for the season. And if we can pass and serve well, we're going to be playing defense like we're crazy out there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a fun spectator game to watch our girls play, because they're all over the floor now. They're not going to let a ball hit the ground. And we're not big up there, so we have to hit really smart, you know. And so it's nice, and it's fun to watch these seniors, because there are a lot of things we don't have to tell them. They have a pretty high volleyball IQ, so it's fun to watch them work and watch them talk to the younger ones out there and, you know, get it going. And it helps a lot, because if we are constantly instructing them from the sideline, it's not their team. So they just need to get out there and play. We get our chance in the gym and practice, and then we just let them go out there and we make adjustments. But as far as that go, I feel like the 4 seniors I got sitting right here are going to be that coach on the court.
All right. And this is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. We're visiting with Brenham Cubette volleyball coach Debbie Yeager, and she did bring 4 seniors with her. We're going to talk to them in just a few minutes. Going to take a quick break, hear from our Sportsline sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to hear from members of this year's Brenham Cubette volleyball team on the Brenham Sportsline on KWHI.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had 1 St. Louis brewery. People seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
It's another exciting season of Burnham Cub football on KWHI. I'm the sports doc, Ed Pavel. Join Kyle Van Hook and me for another great season of Cub football. The 2015 season opener is Friday night, August 28th, when the Cubs host the Lamar Texans. Kickoff at Cubs Stadium set for 7:30, 7 o'clock pregame. Join us for the season opener and Cub football all season long here on your voice for the Burnham Cubs, KWHI and KWHI.com. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude here on KWHI, brought to you by Classic Air Cleaners and Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. And we are talking Brenham Cubet Volleyball tonight here on the Sports Line. And with us in studio, as we get ready to kick off the season, Coach Debbie Yeager. And Coach, you brought your seniors with you tonight. Tell us about this group.
Didn't have to ask them twice. So they're about as Brenham strong as you can get. They've worked hard for many years and gone through a lot of adversity and things and stuck together to play for Brenham High School. And I think that's just such a tribute to them that, you know, that they're willing to stick in there together and, get after it their senior year and not leave anything behind uncovered and go get them. So Allie Krausen is one of our seniors that's here today, and Hadley Webb, Hannah Schwartz, and Jordan Wellman.
All right, and let's start with Allie. And first of all, thanks for coming out tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
And how excited are you to get things going here tomorrow?
Beyond excited, honestly. I think the four of us have probably waited for this our whole life, at least for the past 7 years. So to be able to step on that court as a senior and us four together is just absolutely invigorating, honestly.
And talk a little bit about what's to be expected from this team. What are the things, the goals that you're setting as far as what you want to accomplish and what this team needs to accomplish?
Well, I know Coach Yeager kind of talked about this earlier. We haven't had a whole lot that we've had to reteach, as in like youngness or shell shock. So tomorrow night should be a good test to see, you know, who's up to the challenge of starting in a varsity match and who's up to the challenge of digging that hard hit ball or whatnot. But I think we can expect a lot of good defense tomorrow. And that's really our goal, like Coach said, is to be just all over the place, not let a ball hit the ground. And serves need to get better. That can definitely attest to that. But we had some pretty good serve received towards the end of the weekend, and I really hope that that'll carry over tomorrow night.
I think that's because we got stuck in a serving drill this morning that we couldn't get out of, right?
Yes. About 45 minutes in one drill.
Arms are falling off. We got ice on their shoulders. But we made it, right?
We finished.
All right. And as far as what do you feel that you're going to have to contribute personally to the success of this team?
Personally, I always like to flatter myself, I guess, with energy. I always like to think anytime I step on the court that I try to bring a new level of energy. And I really do think that will be crucial to, just like coaches said earlier, light a fire underneath some of those younger players or just more, you know, timid players, because I guess that, but just be excited, you know, make them excited, get pumped, but also have like a sense of urgency whenever we do lose a point or whatnot. So I'd say that's probably my biggest thing that I like to bring is energy.
All right, Allie, thanks for joining us, and look forward to seeing you out on the court tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, and now with us is Hadley, and thanks for coming tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Same thing. How excited are you to get this season started?
Extremely excited. Like Coach said, and Allie too, and probably even Hannah and Jordan, we've been waiting for this for at least since junior high, and it's really exciting that it's here.
And what are the things that you feel that you guys have got to come out, not just tomorrow, but these first couple of weeks? What are the things you feel you got to accomplish as far as getting ready for the start of district play?
I think a big thing that we do have, which is really nice, is a lot of team chemistry. So that's really good. That's always good for a team to have. And energy, for sure. You can never have too much energy on the court. So, but we're ready for tomorrow. Everyone's excited about it, and we're ready. Yeah.
And what are some of the things that that you expect out of this team? What are the expectations?
110% effort all the time, especially, like Coach said, we had that camp right at the beginning before two-a-days started, and it was really cool to see everyone hustling, a ball not hitting the floor, you know, stuff like that. And I think that is one of the biggest things, all-out defense, just everyone going hard all the time.
And one thing that we've seen the last couple of years is that you play a number of different positions. You play up front. You play in the back. You've been you've been called upon to set at times. So what are some of the things? Talk about being prepared and having to know all the different positions out on the floor instead of just one or two positions.
Yeah, that's just part of, you know, we've grown up in the game. We've played it almost our whole life. And it's really important just as a player, any player really, to know the game and be able to step in when your teammates need you or when your coach tells you to go play a position that you've never played. And that's just really important to know the game and have that understanding and be able to step up when you're needed. So.
All right. Hadley, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And next up is Hannah, and thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And how about the 2015 season? How excited are you?
I'm super excited. You know, just ready to kick it off, and I'm ready to see what this team has in store because the team chemistry is great, and I just love the girls we're playing with.
And talk a little bit about your senior year and this being now all of a sudden you guys are kind of in the position of being leaders on the team. All the other players are kind of looking up to you guys now.
Yeah. You know, growing up, we've always looked up to Bethany and Caroline and all of them, like looking, oh, my gosh, that's going to be us one day. And now it's here. So it's one of those things that it's just really cool to be in that role now. It's really cool to be in that role now that having younger ones look up to us like that.
And what are some of the things that you hope that you feel you have to contribute to this team?
I think I have to be a leadership, especially on defense, and being a leader for young ones that are quieter. Because coming in as a sophomore, I was very quiet. I didn't say very much. So I'm trying to set that example on the court that for those of you that are quieter, that you can step up and be a leader too and talk
on
the court.
She has really done a great job. She has. Absolutely. I gave you a compliment, Hannah.
All right. And what are the things that that you feel that you guys are going to have to do these first couple of weeks before you guys start district play? What are the things that you've got to accomplish these first couple of weeks?
I think we have to be really disciplined with the basics and getting, like, repetition of our hitting approaches and our defense and our setting. And we worked on it this morning in practice and just getting the basics down to where then we can start adding on the more complicated stuff where we start running things and just focusing on the basics at first.
All right, Hannah, thanks for being with
us
tonight. All right, and Jordan, you're next, and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
All right, talk about how excited are you to get your senior year going here?
Definitely very excited. Like they said, we've waited for this for a long time, and it's finally here, and I'm just ready to have a great senior year.
And how weird is it that you guys are starting your season and you haven't even had a class yet?
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great not having to worry about school and sports at the same time. It's kind of strange. It's definitely always been part of – we've had shorter summers, but we look forward to volleyball starting, so it's not really a big deal for us. But which is, it's really great to just be able to focus on volleyball before you have to worry about school, and we can definitely get that out of the way. So.
And Coach mentioned the importance of serving and passing. Talk about that and how important that is, the success of this team. And setting.
It's definitely very important. Serving, people always say that's the one thing that you can control by yourself. So I think it's definitely one of the things that people can go ahead and work on their own and just make sure that you're the best at it or best you can be. And passing is the name of the game most of the time. If you can't pass, you can't run an offense. So it's definitely great to be able to focus on that and make sure that we are great at that.
And what are the expectations? Because, you know, over the years, this has become a program. Everybody expects to be in the playoffs every year. Everybody expects to make runs deep into the playoffs every year. What about the expectations as far as the expectations you guys put on yourself and what others expect out of you?
There's always been high expectations, especially for volleyball, looking back into the past and how great the volleyball program has been. So it's definitely a lot of high expectations, but I think we're definitely ready to fill those, and we'll get up there with working together. We're definitely looking forward to at least giving our best effort and digging deep and finding how far we can take it.
All right, and how bad do you want to beat Rutter tomorrow?
Oh, really bad. Last year.
Oh, so bad.
It was. Last year was definitely a crazy game, one of the most energetic games I think I've ever been a part of. So I'm definitely interested to see tomorrow night, ready to go out and beat them, hopefully. So looking forward to it.
All right. All right, Jordan, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
All right, and this is the Brenham Sports Line, and we are talking with Coach Debbie Yeager and seniors from the Brenham Cubette volleyball team. We're going to take a quick break and going to come back and talk some more Cubette volleyball here on the Brenham Sports Line. You're listening to KWHI Brenham on the Brenham Sports Line.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
KWHI 1280 is currently airing a promotion called Summer Sequelitis. Winners are selected randomly by being the correct caller. Employees of KWHI and their immediate family members are not eligible to participate. Sponsors of Summer Sequelitis and their immediate family members are not eligible to win. By playing, you agree to the use of your voice or image by KWHI 1280 on the air during the contest or on promotional ads. By calling the KWHI contest line, you agree to the recording and use of your voice on air as part of the contest and in promotion. Promotional ads. If you are a winner on KWHI, you can only win one prize per family every 30 days. Prizes not claimed after 30 days become property of KWHI 1280. KWHI and promotional sponsors are not responsible for expenses incurred other than ones stated in promotion. Prizes won on KWHI 1280 cannot be resold. KWHI is not responsible for any injury, either emotional or physical, while participating in promotional contest. A printed copy of these rules are available at the KWHI office at 223 East Main Street in Brenham.
I'm Ed Ponthel with the KWHI local news update. Well, the Brenham Independent School District is set to celebrate its 140th anniversary as the oldest public school system in the state of Texas. September 4th with an anniversary luncheon at the Blinn College Student Center Banquet Room. Four distinguished alumni are going to be honored, including Donald Ray Ahrens, Clifton Evans, Jim Kolkhorst, and Paul Senf. Tickets for the luncheon are $25 each, and the deadline for reservations is August 28th. For more information, call 277-3700, extension 2102. Interviews will take place throughout the next week with the seven candidates for Brenham Police Chief. Assistant City Manager Rex Phelps, the former Chief of Police, says the seven semifinalists were selected from a pool of over 80 people who applied for the position. The five-member interview committee will meet with the candidates throughout the week. Phelps says that once the committee gets the list down to two or three finalists, there'll be more background investigations and a series of more interviews. Phelps says the city hopes to announce a top candidate by mid-September. And the deadline to apply for a Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative community grant is rapidly approaching. Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative will donate $3 million to nonprofit groups within the co-op's service area over 3 years, beginning with the first grant cycle in the fall. The deadline for an area nonprofit to submit an application for a Bluebonnet community grant is next Monday, August 17th. The friendly country forecast calling for clear skies overnight with light winds out of the southwest and an overnight low of 75. During the day Tuesday, sunny and hot, a high of 103. I'm Ed Pothel for KWHI, where the news comes first.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Oh, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go. Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Vivid colors, wildlife. You're instantly engaged at the Moody Gardens Rainforest and Aquarium Pyramids. Moments later, you're transported through image and sound at the MG 3D Theater. Next, it's the thrill of the zip line. Then you unwind along the lazy river at Palm Beach. Later, golf, the spa, and a dreamy overnight stay at the hotel awaits. Take a moment. Immerse yourself at Moody Gardens. Visit moodygardens.org for tickets and hotel packages.
It's the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude here on KWHI Brenham. Sports Talk, Ed Pothel with you here on a Monday night as we're talking sports with a local attitude. And in studio with us, Coach Debbie Yeager and members of the Brenham Cubettes, the senior class. The class of 2016 is here. And, Coach, we heard from this group, and I got to tell you, very impressed. Quite a group of young athletes you have here this year.
Absolutely. Very proud of them. I think the difference you're going to see on the court this year, too, is they're a group that has enjoyed playing the game as much as the – if you play to win, to be happy because of the win, that lasts about 10 minutes till you're getting ready for the next game or whatever. You know, you can be on a high, but – enjoy playing the game, and you'll see that in these girls. You'll see volleyball is great because you can express yourself really great, and then it can be bad because they can really see everything you say and do. But I think you'll see these girls jumping up and down, high-fiving and getting excited and enjoying every single point versus hurry up and get to 25 so we can say we won. I think they understand the journey, and I think there's kids behind them that want that same thing. And so we're ready to go.
And one thing that that I've noticed over the years, and I was talking about this with somebody earlier today, was it seems that volleyball teams seem to have a lot more fun. I don't know if it's the nature of the game or what, that they just seem to have more fun and have a better time out there than a lot of other games and other sports.
We love to celebrate, you know. I think that's working for goals and being able to express yourself and high five or have special handshakes or whatever it is. And it's an action packed game too. And that you can't help but get excited over a hard dig that's, you know, a hard hit that's dug or something like that. It's amazing athleticism. It's a very technical game, very technical. So these girls work so hard all the way from the sophomores up. They've worked so hard in the gym and they get stuck in drills like they did this morning and they did not back down. They did not you know, waiver from what they were going to do. They knew they were going to finish the drill and, you know, we'd stay there until we got it done. And that's just, they know when they get in the game, that's the fun part out there on the court. You know, we've trained for this. Now let's go enjoy it, mm-hmm. you know.
And, you know, I never thought of it until just now, but, you know, even if you sweep somebody, you get to celebrate 45 times in that one match.
Right, exactly. Scream,
so there
yell,
you go.
Enjoy. Yeah.
That's it. Now, taking a look at the schedule, talking about how things shape up as far as getting ready for district play. Talk about some of the teams that you're going to be facing, some of the tournaments you're going to be playing in, as far as preparing your team now for district play.
We have a difficult schedule, and we added College Park this year, which I think is going to really help us be prepared for what's ahead of us. It kind of, you have to change the tempo of the schedule. You have to play, you know, some smaller schools, some bigger schools, and just they need to prepare for all different tempos in our district. Ultimately, every game is a tough game in our district. We all know that. But you just have to be prepared. So we're going to go out and play next week Columbus and Bryan in Bryan, and then we'll come back and play College Park on Tuesday. I feel like that's going to be a good one. And you know I'm going to put Montgomery on the schedule. So we're going to play them. They're 6A now, but we want to play them. And, you know, leave no stone unturned. And so when we get to district, you know, this is something they've been waiting for, that we're well prepared. And the New Braunfels tournament is a very tough tournament. You know, we have a great time when we go down there. It's a great bonding tournament because they're there, just the girls, for 3 days, and it's a great chance for them to all just, the young ones and the older ones, to get together and just spend time together, but also face some tough, tough competition. So, looking forward to that. And I feel like we're ready for the challenge, and I feel like the schedule will be beneficial to what we want to accomplish.
All right. And one thing, I want to go back just a little bit. The first half of the program, you said something when we were talking. Kind of jokingly, you said that you had a senior class that was able to walk under the net without ducking. But not being a really tall, tall team, how does that change the way you approach things? Does that change the way that that you approach the game? Not having
change the way I feel
the
about
big,
the game.
The taller players up front, but having to play a little different kind
now,
of an approach.
Sometimes the country comes out in me, you know. That's it. It all goes back to, we've never really, I think back with Caroline, Bethany, Emily Alves, Kelsey Schwartz, that group. We had some height. Scout Brooks. We had some height then. You could sit back and watch the offense run, but then also we've turned around and had some smaller teams back with Amanda's age group, and I think one of our shirts was sayings was hard over height. And so sometimes that will carry. We ended up in the regional finals getting beat by two that year, and nobody expected us to do anything. So it's volleyball, so much momentum. It is such a momentum game, as you saw with the cheering and the showing excitement and things. So the momentum can swing so fast. So 99%, volleyball is 99% mental anyway. So if you can prevent the momentum swings, it doesn't matter how tall you are, how small you are, because the kids we have here, they've learned how to adapt to that stuff. They'll be using tooling the blocks. They'll be hitting the middle. They'll be, you know, throwing it to the deep corners. And our defense has to be spectacular. It just does. And I think that's one thing that, yeah, we'll approach it a little bit different than we have in the last couple of years. But they don't know any different, you know. They're looking at me like, Coach, we're not that short. But we are pretty small. I love it. That's pride to me, to be able to be that little and just tear it up, you know.
And as you take a look at district, as far as district shaping up this year, last year was an extremely tough district in that there was a big separation between the bottom teams in the district and the top teams in the district. But the thing is, the top five teams in the district were really good, and on any night you could win or lose, and it wound up showing with a
right.
massive tie for second place
right.
behind the district champ.
Right, and we were in that, I'll be honest with you, in the beginning we were in that bottom half, and we were not comfortable, but yet we stayed the course, and we kept getting better, and we started rolling off wins, you know, three three or four or five in a row, and it was complete mental toughness and determination that they didn't want to, in a Brenham, you don't dare finish there, you know, and that's just the way the Brenham kids are, you know, being playing, walking those, that school out there. It's a different thing than you'll see in any other school in the nation. I promise you, the athletes take things serious when it comes to that kind of business, and it's fun and it's important to them. And they are, like I said, not just volleyball, but football, baseball, softball, everybody is just, it's Brenham strong. It's a pride that you walk down the hall with, and it's really fun to watch and be a part of.
And as you take a look at the district, obviously, who are the tough teams going to be this year?
I think Magnolia. I think Magnolia West will be tough. Magnolia's coach left. They got a new one, which is the Woodlands coach, which everybody knows who she is, mm-hmm. and her kids live in that district, so she'll have a daughter that's a freshman. I think that'll be a competitive group. Stratford will be competitive again. You know, you just have to be ready when you go out there to win every single ball game, because you never know, and you can't get caught on your heels, or you'll drop a match, and you just have to be ready. So I think that, again, we will have seen them enough, these seniors will have seen them enough that there's no fear with this group. So,
and also, as always, one of my favorite nights of the year is Dig Pink Night. Now, well, not sure exactly which night it's going to be, but
we just picked it a while ago. You helped us pick it. Yeah,
we looked it up. Okay, well, we got a news flash for you right here.
Unless we go look at the school calendar and there's something else, we're aiming for October the 13th.
Okay.
We want to run it a little earlier in October. The moms are excited that are always put in and help so much. The moms get to do that, and they're really good. They've already got the shirt picked out. We'll get that out a little sooner, and we'll get the raffle items brought in a little sooner. So everybody out there, start digging for what you're bringing for the items. And it's such a huge night for just this whole town to me. It's a chance to stop and think about what we're doing is important, but there's a lot of other things going out there, and it's a chance for us to pay honor to it and to call attention to it and maybe save somebody's life too.
All right, and as always, of course, we'll be out there in support of Dig Pink Night, and it's always a lot of fun. It's always a great time, and it's always a good reason for me to bust out some of my pink shirts.
Yes, your pink shirts, and you always win all these raffle items that everybody else wants. You know?
I did.
But you also put in good raffle items, too. So.
I got lucky last year.
How about the autographed picture of Kerry Walsh one year, I think you put in.
Yes.
And then he put in volleyball, A&M volleyball tickets. So if that gives all of you any ideas out there, what you'd like to put out there, you're like just one of our biggest supporters. We appreciate it. We really do.
Hey, anything to help. But and plus, it helped me with some of my Christmas shopping last year because really? the necklace and the earrings.
Absolutely.
They were gifts for my nieces for Christmas.
That was perfect,
year,
man.
So.
I'm glad they went to good use. That's amazing. I like that.
All right. Yeah. And so, again, looking at tentatively October 13th.
Yes, sir. Right. October 13th is what we're looking for.
All right.
And like I said, that day is a special day. It's not only... It's breast cancer awareness. We realize what that is, but it also just brings it home to there's a lot of all their families. They either have a grandmother or aunt or cousin or somebody that's gone through this cancer or even some type of cancer. We have girls on the team whose parents battle it, we have to. That's where this group is great, is they take care of each other and they remember to make sure those people are okay, and we have to keep pushing to keep doing that, because this is tough times, and that's your team is your friend, you know, and that's where you can live and learn from, and these kids go through a lot more things than I think we used to go, or we just didn't know they were around. I don't know, but I really appreciate this team and what they go through, so yeah, come out and support us.
All right, and come on out and support the Cubettes tomorrow as they open up the season. First chance to get to see the 2015 edition of the Cubettes as they take on Brazos Consolidated and the Rudder Lady Rangers. So,
yes.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, can I? I just want to say the rest of the team's names because I think they're going to want to hear them.
Yes,
so,
we got to get them all in there.
Okay. Our senior Japs, you know, okay. Wish I could see them. They're just too cute sitting over here just smiling from ear to ear. Juniors are Jordan Williams, Shea Harris, Avery Schrader, Kelly Jordan, and Emily Preuss. They're impact players. They really, really are. Well, oh, and Courtney Lewis and Bailey Conjura. Sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know why I followed the wrong list. Okay. There they are. They're impact. Look how many that's, you know, how many juniors will make how many seniors. So they've been following these girls as leaders. So that's exciting to watch. They're learning how to be good followers so they can be good leaders. The sophomores are Kiana Bimage, which she was the freshman on the team last year. You'll see her back in the middle some and on the outside a little bit too. Bree Jerkins is another sophomore. Avery Simak and Catherine Whitner. Those are some of the babies out there that we're bringing along, and they're doing a great job too. So that's them.
All right. And you get your first chance to catch the Cubettes tomorrow.
Again. Come on out.
Now, the freshmen get everything going at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Both freshman teams will play. Then everything falls into place. Varsity is supposed to be around 4 and 7.
Okay.
And I feel like it'll be pretty close to that. So come on out and cheer them on. They've been working hard. They love their crowd. They love their fans. We win so many points off of our fans because, you know, the excitement and just knowing that the support is there is amazing to them. So you would think I would be more important, but I think the crowd's more important, but that's okay. You know, play for the crowd.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. As always, a pleasure, Coach. Appreciate it. And again, going out to support the Cubettes tomorrow and, of course, throughout the season. And, in fact, hey, what better way to spend the weekend? Drive on down to Columbus.
Right.
Watch a little volleyball. Stop at Schobel's.
Oh,
have
our Schobel's meal.
And have the buffet.
Yep.
Have the buffet. There you go. And it's a heck of a trip.
And we do know on Thursday we play at 3, 5, and 7 on that. Okay. And then after that, Friday, Saturday, we won't know until...
Right.
We finish that.
All right. As we kick off the 2015 Cubette volleyball season. And, ladies, thanks an awful lot for being here. Appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll be back with a little bit more of the Brenham Sports Line coming up right after these messages.
The Guns N' Hoses Blood Drive, sponsored by the Brenham Police and Fire Departments, is scheduled for Friday, August 14th at the Brenham City Hall and Saturday, August 15th at the Fireman's Training Center from 9 to 3 each day. I'm Kelly Outlaw, and I'll be at the Blood Drive on Friday from 10:30 to 12:30, reporting live. These live reports are sponsored by Texas Home Health, Medicare Equipment Specialties, RWG Construction Management, and Manuel's Mexican Restaurant. Give the gift of life. Donate blood this Friday or Saturday at the Guns N' Hoses Blood Drive.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
Ah, it is Monday night. This is the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. Want to thank Coach Debbie Yeager and members of the Cubettes for coming on in and joining us here tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Still got a few minutes to go, so if you want to give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. Got a few minutes to take one, maybe two phone calls before we close things out. Do want to remind everybody, Burton Lady Panthers kick off their season tomorrow night as well. Lady Panthers will be taking on Lexington tomorrow night. And so we wish Coach Katie Cloud and the Lady Panthers the best of luck tomorrow night as they kick off their season. We will have them coming up on the sports line shortly, and we look forward to that as well, as we will be visiting with the folks from Burton, the Lady Panthers, and Panther football players as well, all coming up in the next couple of weeks here on the Brenham Sports Line. Great time of year as we kind of kick everything off. Football, volleyball, cross country, all cranking up, getting ready to get going here. And, of course, college football, getting ready for the 2015 college football season. Of course, the NFL getting going as well. Baseball playoffs are just, you know, not that far off. Astros kind of struggling right now, trying to get things going. Been a tough couple of weeks on the road for the Astros. Astros have lost, I believe the last time I heard, 15 of their last 20 on the road. So they need to kind of get their road legs under them if they're going to make a run, especially if they're, you know, if they're planning on getting into the playoffs. They're going to have to win some road games. And if they're going to do anything in the playoffs, they better have, do better on the road than they are doing right now. And hopefully they'll kind of get things going here, and it'll start it'll continue tomorrow night in San Francisco here on KWHI. And as we said, plenty going on. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937, here on the Brenham Sports Line. And again, want to thank Coach Yeager and the Cubettes for coming in. And right now we're going to go to the phones. And good evening. You are on the Brenham Sports Line.
Hey, Sports Talk, about you Bengals checking in.
Hey, let's lay bon ton every day.
Let them roll, baby. I am so ready. We're under a month.
I'm telling you, it's at, you know, they reran the spring game the other day on the tube.
Yes, indeed. And never can get enough of those quarterbacks actually making plays for LSU. It's a novel thing. But we're getting.
All right. How excited are, really? How excited are you? You sound like you're reserving some.
Yeah, I'm holding back a little bit, just a tad. But no, I tell you, this is the toughest stretch, because now the media is locked out of practices, and so you really don't get a glimpse other than what the coaches tell you, and they don't tell you anything. But we're ready. We're ready. I am, you know, these 100-degree days, what else are you going to do? You can't do too much outside. Just get in, get ready for the fall, ready for a little crisp weather, and those pads will start smacking, and I'm excited. Yeah. I'm curious to see how Chavis's defense is going to do up at A&M, though, because I don't think he's got much to work with, personally. Uh-huh. Got a couple of guys, but, you know, they're going to score some points, but we've handled them ever since they've been in the SEC, so I don't see any different this year, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think LSU's going to take A&M. And I don't know, what are you seeing? They're predicting all kinds of finishes for my Tigers, for A&M. I mean, thing I saw had Arkansas winning the SEC.
I'm still trying to figure out how they could pick Alabama to win the West and Auburn to win the championship. You can't even make the championship game if you don't win your conference.
Was that the media or was that the coach?
That was the media poll. The media poll.
Okay, media
they had
poll.
Alabama picked to win the West, and then they had Auburn picked as their favorite to win the conference championship.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. You can't do it. You got to finish first in the West if you're going to even have a chance to win the championship. So I'm trying to figure that out.
I agree, Doc. I agree. But no, the
must be a bunch of Yankees voting. I don't know. What, did I say that? Did I say that? No, no, no.
It's all the people from Missouri voting. Oh, I see.
Oh, that's just awful.
But it's going to be fun. There's going to be surprises, just like last year. I mean, who would have thought the state of Mississippi could play football the way they did last year?
Oh, they had a year. They had a year, and we'll see what they can do for an encore.
I agree. But I don't know. I think I'm holding out hope. I'm optimistic, but I'm excited.
Of course, I got a feeling things could get awful ugly over the next couple of weeks right here in the KWHI studios.
Oh,
because
wait.
You know who Lumpy's favorite team is.
Yes, he's a Cowboys fan.
He loves them boys. I mean, in college football, he loves the burnt orange. He wears the burnt orange all the time.
Uh-huh.
And you know, ever since I was a little kid, I loved to wake up the echoes.
Uh-huh. No shame.
So it's going to get ugly for a couple of weeks here up until that game. I'm tempted to say, see if Lumpy wants to watch the game together, but, you know, I'm awful tempted to say I don't even want to see him during that game.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd rather be by myself so I can, act appropriately. But
that's great.
Oh, it's fun. Only college football can bring that out in you.
A lot of passion. I'm excited about the Cubs this year, and I'm really looking forward to watching Blinn. Seeing a couple of former Cubs over there, plus all the other talent they brought in. And you had a great show the other night with the Blinn coach in there.
Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great show.
I tell you, he's a first-class act. He really is, and we're looking forward to this season.
I'm gonna be there. I'll be sweating it out with the rest of us, but I'm looking forward to that game.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. So, it's here. You know, we're right around. It's right around the corner. It's so close you can taste it.
Yeah, I mean that Blinn game is gonna be the first taste I think most fans will get of college football this year. Everybody ought to come out for that one.
Yeah, because they're kicking off the season on the 22nd.
I know.
Saturday the 22nd. You know, that's less than
a couple weeks.
That's 12 days away.
I love it. So I'll be there, we'll be rooting on the Bucks. Come on, SEC football! I cannot wait. It's going to be a great year.
It's going to be fun.
Yes, sir.
All right, my friend. I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
You have a great night.
Yes, sir.
All right. Always love to hear from the Bayou Bengal here on the Brenham Sports Line. And real quick before we go, just got to say one thing before we go. It was a kind of a sad day yesterday when you first heard the news that Frank Gifford had passed away. Because Frank Gifford, for so many of us, was the voice of a generation of football. Because Frank Gifford was the voice. He was the calming voice of Monday Night Football. If you're a fan of Thursday Night Football, of Sunday Night Football, of Monday Night Football, of primetime football, of what the NFL has become, and what college football on prime time has become, Saturday night, the Saturday night SEC game of the week, the Saturday night games that are on CBS and on ABC. It's all a spawn of Monday Night Football. And there was one voice on Monday Night Football. And you can talk all about the characters, and you can talk all about the personalities that were Howard Cosell and Dandy Don Meredith. Those two, they were like oil and water, but there was that one constant that kept them as a cohesive unit, and that was Frank Gifford. Frank Gifford was the voice of football for an entire generation, for a couple of generations of football fans. Frank Gifford was the voice of football. But people forget that Frank Gifford was one hell of a football player before he went to the broadcast booth. He went to the, he got into the Hall of Fame as a player. And he was tough. He played a number of different positions for the old New York football Giants. And then went on to a great career as a broadcaster and was a class act. Every interview you ever saw with Frank Gifford, he was that same person that you saw on television every Monday night. He was classy. He was dignified. He wasn't pompous and arrogant. He wasn't full of himself. He was just, he was as good a person as you could ever imagine taking you through a Monday night football game. And he was perfect in his spot. And even after Howard and Dandy were long gone from Monday night football, Frank Gifford was still there for years and still was that calming voice of the National Football League. I grew up watching Frank Gifford and listening to Frank Gifford every single Monday night for years and years and years. And it is with a lot of sadness that I heard that Frank Gifford had passed away yesterday. But it is also with so much joy for what he brought to all football fans. And we can look back, and I guarantee many people's memories of football are going to be primetime Monday night with Frank Gifford at the microphone as the voice of football for a whole generation. You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And we would like to thank our guests tonight, Coach Debbie Yeager, along with Allie and Hadley and Hannah and also Jordan for joining us tonight as the Brenham Cadet Volleyball team gets ready for the start of the 2015 season tomorrow at the Brenham High Gymnasium. And go on out there and have some fun. Get in out of the heat. Enjoy the cool of the gymnasium for some Brenham Cubette volleyball action. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Air Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham. We'll see you again next Monday night. Same bat time, same bat channel, here on the Brenham Sports Line.